Welcome back to yet another episode here at the Culture and Sports Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Wesley Livingston.
I'm Mike Scaramella.
And today we have two very special guests today. We have a father-son duo. We have a coach-athlete duo. Friends of mine, Jacoby and Jay. How you doing, guys?
Good. How you guys doing?
Well, we want to get into it like kind of quickly with you guys because a lot of stuff to talk about. So I just want to kind of find out, you know, what kind of sports you guys are into. Jacoby, I know that you have a sports background. So why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the sports that you loved and kind of that you kind of pushed towards Jay over there.
I started playing basketball from as early as I can remember. I was raised in Louisiana and I stayed out there with my grandma. So we were in the country and there wasn't really nothing to do. So if they didn't put the ball in my hand, I would probably set the house on fire or something. So my grandma got me a little hoop and I spent my days, you know, honing my basketball skills.
She encouraged you a lot to play? Was she always kind of there?
No, she just said, get out the house.
Yes, sir.
She said I was annoying her. Get out the house before she go get a switch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, go do something. Go so, be productive. Get out and, you know, get some.
Yeah,
some
I mean, it's there. Either get beat or go play basketball. So I chose the latter of the two. I took my butt outside.
Was it year-round out there when you were out there playing when you were younger? Is it?
It was just me. There was no seasons out there. No, it was just me and the hoop. And the weeds.
Louisiana, they have nets out there?
No, none of the rims have nets. That's, you just had to assume it went in. No matter what, it went in.
Yeah, right.
So I started, you know, early age. I played middle school, high school, and then I was a red shirt in college. That didn't work out.
Would you say that you playing basketball was something that you definitely pushed towards Jay, or was that something that he kind of just picked up? Would you say?
I think it was more of him being around because I continue to play into my adulthood, like in men's leagues. And, you know, I'm pretty sure his earliest memories was being on the sideline watching me play. And when he was finally able to actually pick up a ball and put it in the hoop on his own, kind of gravitated towards it itself. And then when he realized he was actually good at it, he invested more time because he wanted to be better.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot. It's
you know,
lot.
He heard about, it's a lot he heard about my successes.
And you just kind of
was like, I can be just as good as him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or he thinks he's going to be better than me, and I hope so.
Yeah, that's the plan. For the parents, we hope our kids are better than us in all aspects. But sort of, who are you?
You went mute.
You went mute.
I'm good.
Yeah.
You can hear me? I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, I can hear you now. You just went. I was like, well, I can't.
My bad. growing up for you, Kobe, kind of who did you emulate, like, your game after? Who did you kind of watch?
So growing up, it was first person I saw play was Jordan because I guess in Louisiana we got the Chicago Channel. So I watched that with my grandpa, Michael Jordan.
Nice.
And then, of course, Kobe came into the league and he was the next thing to Jordan. So, yeah. You know, and then Steph came in the league and that changed everything because he played like I played before I knew he played like it.
Exactly. Yeah. Growing up with you,
he was an undersized guard.
That deep three before, you know, Steph was even in the game. You liked that shot, and the handles and stuff. So I knew you emulized, you know, Kobe with the handles and, you know, Steph with the shot and, you know, the bravado with Jordan out there, can you out there talking your stuff? You know how we do. You take a little bit of game from everybody. So,
Jay, I got a question. Your dad was playing men's leagues, you know, back in the day. You went to a lot of those games, right? So you were saying that's kind of an influence on you. What do you have to say about that? Did you love going to the games, watching your dad play?
Yeah, what's your earliest memories?
I liked going. I really liked going because it inspired me to play.
Yes. Absolutely.
And so.
Absolutely. Do you remember do you remember when you were super young and you were able to kind of just like watch them? Were you kind of just like in shock? I mean, I remember when I was younger watching games and I remember watching my dad play baseball a little bit different, but I mean, It's just like grown men playing a game. And at that time, you're a kid. You're like, hey, I just want to be there, you know?
Yeah. I don't really remember a lot.
You just
his young age, but now he's still, like, I'm still in the men's league to this day. And he comes and they're out there running around going crazy.
Yeah, it's wild. It's just like you might not remember a lot, but your game is exactly like your dad's. You know what I'm saying? Like, you might not realize it, but subconsciously you picked up a lot of like what your dad, you know, does and what he did growing up from, you know, what I remember playing with him. So but that's really cool. Was growing up, did you say is basketball what you're I'm sticking to basketball through high school, or do you plan on playing other sports there?
Well,
you started with football.
I started with football, then I started playing basketball because of my dad, and now I'm just gonna continue playing basketball.
You like basketball more than football? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to get hit.
Nobody does. I was as receivers. You know what? You would probably be a receiver, a DB.
Yeah.
Nobody trying to get hit, like.
Hey, you know what you do? You switch to strong safety and you turn it around on some people.
Shoot, when the running backs come up the middle, it's
still, CTE.
It's still hurt the same.
Oh, man. So, Jay, what position do you play?
In basketball?
Yeah.
I play point guard because of many different NBA players and also my dad. I play point guard because of Steph Curry. He's like a small guard like me, and he has a higher IQ than most players on the court, and I feel the same.
So when you play, do you think of different things? Do you think of assists? Do you think of scoring? Do you think of blocks? Do you think of all that different stuff, or are you thinking about scoring? You know, what's your mindset when you go onto the basketball court?
Probably scoring and passing the ball to get my teammates' points and myself points.
Which is refreshing because you don't see that too often in like the young, like, you know, you have somebody that learns how to make the assist, learns how to shoot. I mean, it's just going to be way better, I feel like, in the future for those one kids that, you know, decide that all they want to do is score, or they just want to do, you know, one specific thing, you know, they're one dimensional. Where it's nice where, you know, we see, you know, younger guys, and I'm sure that Kobe, that it's probably some of your influence where you're like, hey, just don't worry about scoring all the time. You got to actually do other things to get to that next level, which is kind of a cool thing.
You got to keep your teammates involved or they won't play hard for you.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to run the court. I mean, we all know, Jay, you're a scorer, right? Like, are you not the number one scorer in your league, or did you?
No, I was.
Yeah, you were. Didn't you get MVP of your league this year?
Still talking about assists. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Like, so how was – like, that's important, you know, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
You're a centerpiece for your league, essentially.
Uh-huh.
So it is important. Like, you do score a lot of points, but you do know, like, defense is important and assisting is important and being a good teammate, being a leader on your team, because you are a captain, you're a leader. So that's super important to keep in mind that you are a number one scorer, you are an MVP in your league, but keeping that mindset that, you know,
it's not all about.
It's scoring. A lot of responsibility, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of responsibility to have in that, which is, and you hold it like a young man. You are. You hold it well. So that's really cool.
Kobe, are you coaching Jay right now at all? Besides, like, off the court, have you coached him on a team or anything like that?
Not right now. We got in a few other business ventures, so we put it on pause for a little bit. But hopefully, we get the league rolling by summer.
Nice.
And we should be back. But right now we redirected our focus, so by summer we should be rolling again though.
What are we doing for? Are we doing what kind of training are we doing? We doing hills like we used to do back in the day, or we just
got his own little 50 push-ups, 50 sit-up regimen, and then we get our shots up.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah.
But,
it'll be worth it. There, yes, sir.
I see you, baby. I see you.
It's tough, but I feel like it helps me on my game. So
you're trying to build up good routines.
Yeah. I'm trying to
practice good habits.
Well,
it becomes second nature.
Not only that, but that'll teach you for other things. You know, later on in life, hey, you get through a hard regiment, there's going to be hard things that you got to do throughout your entire life. So you just put your head down, you get it done. And I mean, it's just the same thing. I mean, and Jacoby, that's freaking awesome that you're kind of able to do that, kind of set it up for Jay like that, because I mean, you're going to come across times in life that are hard and you just got to kind of push through and get it done. And I mean, this is a great way, I feel like, to start within sports and training and things like that. So
build good habits.
Yeah. Jay, like, you're in a super unique situation, you know, having your dad being able to coach you. You know, like, not a lot of kids get that experience, you know, so you get that heart, that tough love, and you get that, you know, the coaching, the regular coaching life too. But what is your experience? Like, how do you like having your dad as your coach? You know, obviously it's awesome, but it's hard, right?
Not all the time.
I know. It's funny that you say that. I have some words to say after Jay here.
I like him being my coach because he's like tough on me, not like my other coaches, and so he's mostly the reason I am this good on the basketball court.
Yeah,
because I had a similar, he shared with me his aspirations.
So I had a similar. Like, my dad was my coach.
Wasn't the NBA.
What's up?
I said he told me he wanted to go to the NBA. So I'm like, if you want to go to the NBA, you got to try and train way harder than other kids. A lot of kids are out there just because their parents want them to be out the court, get off Fortnite. If you want to go to the NBA, you're going to have to work 10 times harder than everybody else, because only 2% of the population. Like, it's a small percentage of people make it to the next level.
Make it to the highest level. You know, maybe the next level, but the highest level, when you're talking about the league, you know, that's
a
little different. Yeah, exactly. And even just to get to college now, but, you know, it's the competitiveness is crazy, you know, and not even just athletically, academically, you have to be on both aspects, you know, to get in where you fit in. So
two-way street, you got to be mental and physical.
Yeah, they're not just raising athletes, they're student athletes now, you know. We were growing up, we just wanted to be athletes, you know. Just, I don't care
what, we just want to be, go play outside.
Just get outside.
I remember just like, so I had a similar experience. My dad was my coach growing up a long time. And, you know, I wanted to be a professional baseball player. That's what I wanted to do. So same kind of thing. You know, I got pushed harder. There was times where it was way tougher. I mean, having a dad as a coach is 100 times harder than not.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
practice ain't never over. You know,
that extra push. And it's not only that, but it's just like, I want to become pro, but I also want to make my dad proud. I want to do other things. And I remember it being a stressful situation, but also, I mean, it was the best thing that could have happened. I mean, I ended up getting a scholarship for baseball because of it. And it just gives you that extra push to work harder, I feel like. So, I mean, it's a cool thing to do. And when you have that mentor, that guide there for you to kind of push you along the whole way, even though it's tough, I think it's going to be better for you down the road no matter what.
And when you can see it, it's different. You know, seeing your dad go to the league, you know, like you went. You know, you play professional ball. You know, you won a ring in Canada. You know, so that's like those little things like that. Like just seeing it, that it's possible. You know, seeing what hard work and your dedication.
You know, that hard work pay off.
And don't get me wrong, I've fought my dad on the baseball field. And I remember in high school, Wesley was there. He's been there. You know, my dad used to get into fights on the field of third baseline. You know. But at the same time, you know, it was all love after that. But I mean, it was just because anytime I did something wrong, I got an earful for it. And everybody else would get, you know, they'd get some of it, but being a coach's son, you get more than anybody else, I feel like, you know.
Yeah. Holds you to a different standard.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, Jay, who do you think your game most resembles right now, today? Or who do you see yourself emulating kind of your game after?
Or if there's a mixture of players, you can do that too.
I see myself playing like Steph Curry and my dad.
Yeah.
Because my dad's small and I'm small. Steph's small and I'm small. So I like, they can both shoot, I can shoot. They can both pass, I can pass. I can do a lot of things they can both do, but not perfectly like they can.
Yeah. Absolutely. And you shouldn't, it's not going to be perfect.
You'll right get now. There.
And
yeah.
No one's really perfect.
Not yeah, you still got time.
Neither of them are perfect. You know, we strive to be perfect. Yeah. We strive to be the best that we can. But yeah, that's super, like it's, and it's crazy because yeah, you guys, you're small, but your range, I don't get where your range, you guys get your range from. Like I'm 6'3", bro. I'm 6'3", and I still have trouble getting the ball all the way over there. Like where do you work on? How do you get that? How do you work on that? Getting your range?
Most of the time it's just like shooting a lot of shots from that range in that area.
Building up muscle memory.
Mm-hmm. Are you putting up a certain amount of shots a day or?
Yeah.
You're just playing, you just play when you like as much as you can.
I play as much as I can and get as much shots up as I can.
All right, Jay, I got a question for you. Okay. Real serious question. You got 2 seconds left. Ball's coming to you. Where are you going to shoot from? Where do you want to shoot?
Midcourt.
You do a mid?
I'm going to dribble, shoot it from midcourt. Hopefully it goes in.
Like it. I love it.
Wait. Say it again. We down by two?
No. Okay. All right. Yeah. So let's put a better situation to it. Okay. Better situation. 2 seconds left. You're down by two, and you're getting it. You're taking it out from. No, not from half court. I'd say even from behind the board. You're taking it out from your teammates. Taking it out from behind the board. They're passing it to you with 2 seconds left. You're down by two. Where do you want to shoot?
I'm going to take one dribble, get past that half court line, shoot it.
Oh, he's on it. Like, I'm pulling up like ASAP. Like he's like, and it's coming to you. Yeah. No,
and then what do you do after you? What do you do after you win the game?
Yeah, what's your song? You're going to take a Fortnite day. I already know it. You're going to take a Fortnite celebration. Let's see it.
No, probably going to like.
You're
going to
do the shimmy.
Yeah.
When you do that, Dad's taking you out to some kind of food or something right after that. You got to be doing something after a half-court shot win for
– It'd be exciting. I don't
– Are you –
I probably can't do it.
What would you say your personality on the court is? What would you say like – Are you a hype? Are you silent? Are you the silent shooter? Are you the voice
of the court? Most of the time, now I'm talking. I like talking to my teammates now because I noticed if I didn't talk to them, they wouldn't be able to do anything.
Yeah.
Because most of the time when I sit on the bench, we end up going down. So I have to talk to them for them to get in the rhythm and start scoring without me on the court.
Yeah, so even when you're on the bench and you're talking to your teammates or on the court, like kind of giving them guidance and you know being that leader, still even when you're not, and that's so important. You know, you can't be a leader just when you're playing on the court. You know what I'm saying? You can't be a leader just because you're the number one scorer in the league. It's everything.
See, and I feel like I know Jacoby pretty well, and I feel like he's the guy that's talking to the other team.
No, it's crazy. I'm quiet on the court.
Oh man, that's what I can say.
I want to ask you that too. Like, how is it like seeing your son out there, and like in those situations where you know maybe a kid you know bumps him or runs into him, like,
or he's running people fouls. Over or doing something like that. Yeah, yeah, both situations.
Tell him we gotta keep his cool, you know.
But can you?
They want to get you off your game. They get you thrown out. Then you can't help your team from the bench.
Exactly. Smart man.
So you gotta keep your composure, and you know. Lead by example.
No, you can't. We all can't be like Antonio Brown and just walk off on the squad. You know, like you gotta be accountable and hold yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's crazy. Because I have two girls. You know, you got a little girl now too. So you're gonna.
Yeah.
But I would love to be able to coach. You know them and you know whatever they do. But at the same time, I realize that my coaching is gonna be different. Like Jay says, it should be a little tougher when your parents are coaching you. Like you don't get babied by, you know, just random parents that are coaching your kids because they don't want to say the wrong thing type thing, you know.
And that's, you gotta walk on eggshells.
Exactly. So when your mother or father is out there coaching you, I'm not walking on nothing. I'm just walking on glass. Yep. I don't care. Yeah. You know, so.
Because it's not just coaching, it's parenting too.
Yeah. That's life lessons out there. You know?
And I don't have any kids right now, but I mean, it's got to be a pretty proud feeling to just, you know, kind of have your son follow your footsteps, playing basketball, loving it, enjoying it, you know, working with you, getting out there and being able to play with you, bro. That's fun, man.
Yeah, I get joy out of it because, you know, I see the hard work paying off. And I know he tried to put the time in, and sometimes he gets off, like, unfocused. So we just refocus and then get back to the grind.
Jay, how old are you?
I am 11.
11. So you're not 100% focused on something at one time. I feel like that never happens at 12 years old. Yeah. So you're totally good, my friend. You are totally good. Yeah, at 12 years old, I couldn't even tell you what I was doing. I was doing a bunch of different stuff.
He was rolling down the street with a rollerblade, a skateboard, and a basketball.
Absolutely. We didn't know what the hell we were doing.
And a hockey stick. It's like, where you going? I don't know. Maybe you're going to have fun.
With a cowboy hat on, like, okay.
Absolutely. So, Jay, when's your you guys are in between seasons right now, right?
He is.
No, you.
Oh, no.
He's in the off season.
Off season right now.
Off season. Nice. You excited for the next season? Is there anything that you're looking forward to more than anything? I mean, I feel like even since the last time I saw you, you're bigger than what I remember.
Yeah.
And that was only, what, 6 months ago, I think.
Yeah.
I'm most excited for playing with a better team. Like, playing with a better team and, like, I don't really have to talk much for them to understand what I'm trying to help them focus on. Like, sometimes I would want my teammates to talk to me and help me out on the court. But most of the time, that never happens.
It should go both ways, right? Like, sometimes you need that little pick-me-up, that little word of encouragement, or that little piece of advice from a teammate.
And I'm sure when you get, you know, as things go, people are going to develop a little bit more. I mean, communication on the field, no matter what it is, baseball, basketball, football, communication is huge. So, I mean, I feel like that you know that at a young age is a huge thing. Because a lot of people don't know that at your age. And it makes the game so much more difficult when you're not communicating with your team. And so I definitely think that you'll run into that more and more in the future here for sure.
Yeah.
Once it gets out like the rec leagues into like AAU basketball, it'll be everybody on the same playing field. Like right now, it's the rec leagues, they're kind of like, it's a bunch of kids. It's not really their focus, their priority. The AAU basketball is like a different beast. You got a lot of life lessons out on that court.
Yeah, it's like that step up, that AAU, and then to high school, and then the high school to, you know, college or travel, whatever you do in between that. Yeah.
It's crazy to see that development between, like, you know, the ages where it's like, you know, you have some guys that do know a lot of stuff about communication and different parts of the game, and, you know, other people are just focused on one aspect of it. You know, looking down the road, you could really kind of see who actually makes it to high school, to college, to the pros after that. It's those people that had every part of that game rather than just the one aspect of it. So, I mean, it's a good thing that you guys are doing that. Is there anything else, Jacoby, that you're kind of pushing towards Jay right now? Anything else that you're working on specifically that you think is going to help him in the future here?
Just, you know, keeping his emotions in under control. Don't let a situation get the better of him, because sometimes I would see him a play not go his way or a call not go his way, and he'll shut down for a couple plays. And I'm like, I played basketball for 30 years, and I've never seen a referee change his call. So just let it go.
Good point. Changing that call.
Don't mess up your whole rest of your day or your game.
Yeah.
Being mad ain't going to help anything unless it's part of your game. Some people have that in their game where it's like, you know, and honestly, that's one thing that you learn later in life. You know, you focus that on that part of your game, and then, you know, they might have pissed you off, but at the same time, you're going to play twice as good because of that. So
redirect that energy.
Do you ever feel that way, Jay? Do you feel like there's any emotion, any specific emotion that you feel that makes you play better? Like, are you better when you're mad? Are you better when you're happy? Are you better when you're, you know, relaxed?
I feel like I play better when I'm mad, because my, like, I start to heat up and get frustrated. So I want to win now.
Okay. That competitive nature.
It makes me play harder.
That's good. That's good. And it's good that it makes you play harder. And I feel like that's something that, Jacoby, that you're teaching him right now. It's like it's controlling the emotions rather than going out and throwing a fit. Score 25 more points, you know, or, you know, something like that.
There you go.
That's a bigger flex than anything right there.
Mad and like, you know, stomping around and pouting.
Like, oh, you made a bad.
Go there and drop 30 on you.
Yeah.
How many times you did that this year? I want to talk about that still, too. Some of your accolades of the season, but. Like, that's a different feeling when you can, instead of just pouting.
I fucked 33 times.
Okay, my bad. I thought it was two.
How long are your guys' games? 40 minutes?
Yeah, or 10 minutes.
Or 30 minutes.
Or 5-minute quarters.
And he's forced to sit at least 5 minutes.
Also, they do, like, it's kind of like everybody's got to play.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's got to sit to let everybody else play for...
For the most part, every game he set 5 minutes.
What happened?
I said every game the most he ever set was 5 minutes. Like a coach, like, get back out there. We're down 20.
Well, we're just going to save us. And when he counts on those 30 points a game, you know, you got to be out there. Hey, look, we need your 30 points. Here's your 5 minutes. We're gonna split it up a minute.
So when you have these good games, Jay, when you drop whatever points you have your stat line, whatever it is, what are you saying? What are you telling Dad? Like, Dad, this is what I want after the game. Like, we're going to eat here, or are we gonna? I want this. I want a new Fortnite skin. What are you asking Pops for after a show out?
Not really demanding. It's usually them who reward me for my good games.
Nice.
So usually they take me somewhere.
My man going to Raising Cane's, no matter what.
I can always do Raising Cane's.
Chicken strips all day.
Box combo.
Oh my goodness.
All right. That's fine. Not bad.
Let me see. Where are we at?
But anyway, so Jacoby, quick question for you. All right, so you're a point guard. Were you always a point guard growing up? Is that something that that you pushed towards, Jay, or is that something?
I actually was a shooting guard.
Nice, okay.
Because I wasn't really I didn't really like to dribble that much back then. So I just like to get in my spots and put it up.
Yeah.
I had to transition to a point guard because I was so short. And at the next level, shooting guards are more like 6'3", 6'4". So I had to learn. Like, one summer I just focused on just dribbling. The whole summer, just dribbling. And then I got my handles up.
When you guys train together, do you guys typically focus on one thing at a time? So, like, if you guys are going, are you going, like, hey, you know, this week we're going to focus on dribbling, or this week we're focused on shooting, or do you guys do, like, a mix of each kind of every day?
I'll take what I saw in the prior games and then – I'll write them down, and then when we go and train that week, I'm like, okay, you can't go left. You're always going right. We're going to go nothing but left this whole day.
So that's more in depth than I thought it was going to be. Nice. Like that.
It's just I pick things that he's not doing right in games, and I implement them in our training.
How do you focus on that? I feel like when you're – like, I feel like I know a lot of the times when my dad was watching me play and he was even coaching – he'd be more focused at yelling at me for some reason. How do you focus on the different things? Do you see that for everybody on the court, or is that just a vision that you have that you kind of see those things? Or is that something that you focus on specifically with Jay?
I've learned that it was easier to talk to Jay when I was able to make connections with things he did wrong in the game that made him mad. And I'm like, if you would have did it this way, you would have been happy because you would have got the results you wanted. So make it. Talk to him that way, work more than me just tell him, like, you keep doing the same thing wrong, because he shuts down. Yeah. So I just got to make connections so it makes sense to him.
Do you guys watch film? Do you guys record and, like, go over film?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As does the camera woman, but she only records the good, so it's not really a lot. I got to come from memory. Like, yeah, but you missed that layup. So you get that.
Like, 5 seconds before that, this is what we needed to watch, but.
Yeah, she's the highlight reel, but I take mental notes.
Yeah,
is that an interesting question? So
you had 30 points, but you missed 6 free throws.
You could have 36.
Yeah. Don't be looking like Shaq out there.
Actually, yeah, he could have had like 41 game, but he missed like 4 layups, 6 free throws.
So practice on those things that week. Kind of get better on those things as you get.
That was the 100 free. I told him shoot free throws till he couldn't see the rim no more.
Yeah, I start to bleed, right? It's like that's how you gotta do it. Jay, where do you want to go to high school at? What are you thinking? I know we got options out here. I know you can go anywhere you want to. What are you thinking?
I'm not 100% sure yet.
He's just worried about middle school.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
He's trying to follow his friends. Yeah. I'm like, nah. You're going to be upset. Your team ain't good again.
let me see. What time is it?
Anyway, so, Jay, another question for you. When you're shooting free throws, do you have a routine? Is there something that you do every time before you shoot, or you just kind of go up there, you focus on the rim? What kind of mental preparation do you go through before you shoot a free throw? Now that I know that you guys have been working on it.
Goes and he prays.
Don't miss this or I'm going to be here all night. Is that what you're thinking? No, I'm just kidding.
So usually on the line, when I'm there, I was getting better at shooting them. So when I started making them, I just practiced that rhythm at home and brought it back into games.
I just told him, you just got to shoot the same shot. Like, the reason LeBron struggles so much is because he shoots so many different styles of free throws. And like, if you shoot the same shot consistently, more than likely it's going in. Like,
Muscle memory, just like you said earlier.
Yeah, it's like
with the threes, you get that with the free throw. I mean, I guess that's how you get at it. I mean, there's a lot of people, I guess, that don't practice. Well, I don't know if Shaq ever practiced.
Shaq didn't practice.
He didn't practice. Yeah, he didn't have to. He only shot from 3 feet away. He didn't have to. He was too big.
Shaq was huge.
He just manhandled people
like this.
Yeah. Must be nice. Must be nice, Dad. You know, but point guards, you got to struggle a little bit more. You got to be faster. You got to be quicker. Got to be able to dribble. Got to be able to shoot. Got to be able to pass. That's why I feel like that's one of the most dynamic positions, because you got to do everything. You can't just.
You got to be the smartest player on the court.
Right. You got to be the field general.
The basketball court,
you know? Field general right there, the point guard, usually. So, Jay, when you're doing stuff, do you guys run a lot of plays right now? Are you guys running plays? Or are you guys, running things off your previous.
Jalen ISO.
He'd be like.
Back right out. Yeah. Cross.
What's your go-to move?
I've been practicing this like fake hardened step back into a spin move. Ooh. And going to the basket.
Ooh. Oh, and driving? Okay, yes. I like that. Changing up a little bit. I was going to think you were going to say that hardened step back into a pull-up, like. You said drive it afterwards? I like that. That's dope.
He'd be coming up with all kind of random moves. I don't know if that's legal.
Hey, you gotta practice them and see if they work. If they work, and nobody called it, you never know for sure who's going to call what now.
He said hard and step back. I already knew that was probably not illegal in the first place. I was like, he just probably.
Yeah, thank the breath to call. He's a little whistle. Travel!
Good times, I love it.
Did you guys have a playoffs for your league, or is it just?
Yeah, they won the first round. They lost in the second round.
Oh, you guys do? Oh, okay, you guys lost in the second round. Okay.
Yeah.
How'd that go? You can talk about that a little bit. How'd that?
So it was crazy. We ended up playing against two players that we coach on our AAU team, and they were on the other team. And
how's that work out?
It was like one of the. There was two 12-year-olds in the league, and he was one of them. So my man was like 5'11". He was like 5'7", 5'8". Grown man. He had like 20 points, 18 rebounds, 12 assists, 10 blocks.
You check his birth certificate?
Yeah, right? No, he was 12. For
real. He was 12. My man, yeah. Just went through puberty. Just started puberty. Full goatee.
Full beard, huh?
Yeah. But, yeah. They were hanging with him. And then Jalen had to go out for his 5 minutes. And then it got ugly. I think they went on like a 20-0 run.
Well, it's funny about that.
Jay got back in the game.
Sometimes you find those kids that have those early growth spurts. I can't remember. There's a couple people in ours. They were like 5'8" at like 9 years old, and then they stayed 5'8".
Yeah,
it's just like, you know, you got the high school. You're like, oh, that was nice. You know,
name
to you.
Not to name their names, but they didn't. Yeah, they just were big for nothing.
That'll happen. That'll happen too. It's crazy how like things develop. Like it could be something that where, you know, somebody was the bee's knees, whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
beforehand, and then all of a sudden, you know, you get to high school and you're still 5'7". And you're like,
that would suck.
That will happen, though. That will happen.
So. Well, he's still waiting on his growth spurt.
He got a little wild.
Mine came, I think I had my baby voice until...
25? Like,
first of all, watch
26
out.
Years old?
Watch out. Both of y'all know, both y'all know my voice changed anyway. So.
I'm still waiting on my growth spurt. It's gonna come one day.
Nah, it's too late for you, bro. It's too late. But
just gonna put on some Timberlands. I'll be 5'11".
Then you won't be able to float. You're just gonna sink.
I play basketball in Timberlands too.
Doesn't matter.
Cub, you been watching? You watch Big Three? The Big Three League at all?
Yeah, Ice Cube.
Yeah, Ice Cube's league.
Yeah.
I've been trying to tell you, like, so many cats can still play. I'm telling, I don't care if you.
Oh, yeah.
435, like, they could make a rock.
Catino Mobley?
Huh?
Catino Mobley, he like 45. He's a bucket.
Yes. Didn't they just bring
Charlotte back. Sean Lewis, 40.
Didn't they bring back, what's his name from Boston?
Big Baby?
No, Isaiah Thomas. Didn't they bring Isaiah back?
Did they?
Isaiah's in the league again. He's on the Hornets.
Was he playing Big Three?
Nah, he was playing in the G League, killing, averaging like 50.
I was like, what you doing?
50,
like,
bring him killing. Back.
He's still ready. Coach, put me in.
Yeah, the Lakers tried it. It didn't work out.
Yeah, he was like, it's not going. I can't do this.
Yeah, they needed more than Isaiah. They needed a lot.
Yeah, imagine being Isaiah.
Most disappointing Lakers season in a while.
That's crazy. Who you think's gonna win? Who you think's gonna win the championship this year?
The Warriors.
Oh, with the it's coming from the man with the Laker hat on.
I was gonna say that's a Laker hat. Coming from the man with the Laker hat on. Turn it around. Let me see.
Yeah,
that
turn.
Hat.
Yeah, turn it forward again. Let's
that's a good hat, right?
We know who ain't gonna win it. They're gonna be watching it with us.
They couldn't even play in.
They're gonna be.
They made four extra spots for somebody to get in the playoffs, and they still couldn't do it. Like.
Yeah, that's just bad. I mean, to be honest, it's either the Suns, Grizzlies, or Warriors. I feel like it's coming out the West.
Okay, but who? I need somebody.
I'm going Golden State just because
y'all
we're Warrior fans now.
Well, we're gonna save this clip.
The Lakers are out. We're Warrior fans.
The end of the season, and if you're right,
yeah, we're gonna pin this clip.
I'm not gonna give you any money or anything, but. Wesley will.
You too, Jay. You feel the same way? You think the Warriors?
Yeah.
That boy Steph is different.
Definitely.
Huh? I didn't think Clay. How's Clay doing this year?
He's coming around.
30 a game.
I think last game he had like 34.
He averaging 30?
No, I think he averaging like 22.
That's wild. Didn't he not make the top 75 players?
I don't think so.
Nah, it's because he kept getting injured. He was like 77.
He's close.
I'd be mad. If I was 75,
he's real close.
Who was 75? I got to figure out who 75 is. Cause
I forgot.
Figure that out.
He got to go. He probably got to go.
If he didn't make it,
I'm not seeing how somebody. It's probably Kyle Lowry or something, huh?
This boy's really looking it up.
He's looking at it. Now I'm kind of interested to know who it is.
Kareem's number one for sure.
Kareem's number one?
Yeah, those are in alphabetical order.
Oh, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Wrong list.
Anyway, so what are you guys doing What are you guys doing now? What's your guys' kind of
plan for the next season?
Well, we've been moving, so we almost moved all the way in.
Yeah, yeah, and congratulations again on buying a place.
Yeah, here. And
awesome,
moved,
man. Absolutely.
Moved your house, moved all our stuff at the office, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So we've just been working on different projects.
Staying busy is key.
Kind of taking a little basketball break.
Yeah, that's important. Taking that time off from.
Yeah, get that mental clarity.
Yeah.
Yeah. Time to be a kid for a little bit. Because every, I feel like during the season.
Go play some Fortnite.
Yeah. Some 2K. Whatever.
Well, definitely during the season, it's really, you're at it, man. I remember it.
Jay was triggered by that Fortnite comment. What'd you say, Jay? What'd you say to your dad?
Do you still play Fortnite?
I've been playing Call of Duty more now.
Oh, I haven't.
Can't build no more Fortnite.
It's hard, right? That's like them kids is good. Like they be building too fast, bro. I'm like, no, it's not worth it. Just put me on the floor.
I was like, yep, I can't play this no more. This dude done built a mansion. I'm on the ground.
This is not right fun. In front of me. I'm over here just thirsty.
Block my ocean view.
Like, what is he doing? Yeah, block my ocean view. Like, yeah, an ocean side or something. That's why.
Good stuff.
All right, guys. If we took enough of your guys' time today, we appreciate
it. Yeah, it was a pleasure talking to you guys.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Jay, good luck, man, on the season coming up.
Thank you.
I know your dad's going to be somewhat hard on you compared to other people, but just know it is for the best.
Absolutely.
It is for the best. It'll make you a better ball player, I'm telling you right now.
And human, not just ball player. Basketball is not everything, you know?
Do that.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
All right, guys. It was a pleasure, and we will definitely be getting with you guys soon, following up with you, and seeing how you guys are doing, especially for you on the season, Jay. Good luck, man.